The Cubs and the Cardinals at Busch Stadium Tuesday night. Jake Arrieta facing Adam Wainwright. The Cubs strike first in the fourth. Two men aboard for former Cardinal Jason Hayward.
From the stretch, the pitch. Here's a swing, and the ball is looped into left center field. That's going to get down. Here comes the first run of the game. Russell scores on to third base safely. Contreras. First and third with one out, 1-0 Cubs.
Great base running by Russell. Fantastic base running. And then a terrible decision by the left fielder to throw the ball home when they had the guy at third easily. But no, he goes to third now, and it's only one out. The delivery. Hit it. Hit it on a 3-1 pitch. He was hit by the pitch. So he'll go down to first base. That one hurt. Caught him somewhere where he wasn't expecting it, that's for sure. Swinging a little slow roller to the second baseman. He can't make the play, and Piscotty is going to come home and score. The throw is off, and it hits him in the head. It hits him in the head. He's down behind home plate. He's safe at the plate. And down to second base goes Colton Wong, but that ball hit him in the head. Man, you talk about a tough at bat. He was hit by a pitch. Then he went to second on a wild pitch, and he was hit on the arm. And now he scores from second on a little ground ball base hit by the Cardinal second baseman, Colton Wong, and the ball hit him in the head.
I cannot believe this. He's sitting up now.
A little groggy, though.
Oh, yes.
What's your name again?
Sam.
Mike. And he's still down behind home plate. He's up on his feet now. He'll get a big hand from the crowd. He's going to walk out, walk off on his own. So we'll have to wait to see how they score. Here is the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Cardinals score one. Strand two of left three. We've played five, and the Cubs lead 2-1.
The pitch. Adam swings and hits it high. Deep to center. Back goes Almora. He's at the wall, and he reaches, making the catch. Almora went to the top of the wall to take a home run away from Matt Adams.
As is usually the case, the Cubs-Cardinals game had a little bit of everything, but unfortunately for St. Louis, that list did not include a victory. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny commenting on his team's 2-1 loss.
Report was a contusion, so take a look at him in the morning. No, never seen that before. Excuse me.
Is Steven here?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are the kind of things that we said we're going to need to see this year with advancing on the ball and gets away from the catcher and then, you know, going hard all the way off the bat. It was a great job. Just shame that happened.
I know it's over this
sprint. Yeah, and, you know, after you see the home run brought back, you want to see that at bat again. And as long as we're down, you know, and hopefully he continues to improve out there to where in tight situations we're good with him. And but, you know, like expected, he doesn't get any action all spring, and he's throwing him out there in the game, and the ball finds him, and he did a good job. Got the ball in the glove. Looks real good at the plate. We're going to figure out how to keep him swinging it. Yeah, I'm not going to speculate about extended time. So we'll wait and see what they say. But, you know, feel good with putting Adams in there in a one-run game, and feel good about putting him back in there. We also know Jose can play a good outfield too, so we'll have options. He was good. Trainers asked him a lot of questions. He answered everything fine. I mean, just rung his bell. I mean, which, you know, we'll find out what exactly that means when the doctors give him a better test than us asking him questions on the field. But he was coherent.
Six.
Yeah, and ninth, you know, that was close to having two guys on, and Adams walking off the plate with a couple guys that can really run. So that could have been real exciting. And a fraction away from having it happen there too, but Randall with the bases loaded, you could see it all happening again. And it's just put together some good at bats, had some hard hit outs, and I thought Waino did a terrific job. I mean, you're only talking a couple hard hit balls all night long. I thought his fastball was good. He established that early, and everything else was just a bonus. There's a chance, yeah, but you know, also understand he's going to be aggressive and hope that, trust it's going to be cut if we need it to be cut. But, it's a tough play. You know, really comes down to the fact that you know, obviously you got an MVP caliber player that we're getting to, but yeah, a little bit of matchup, a little bit of who's swinging the bat really well. Schwarber's taking real good at bats, and you know, Brian's always going to be a tough at bat. But once we get behind the count and we're down 2-0, things change. Yeah, we're always extremely cautious, and I think it's a great move on the side of Major League Baseball to have a protocol, and so we have much more extensive testing that happens on site, and feel pretty good about what our medical team will come up with once they see the results. And so won't jump to any conclusions, but he seems to be doing okay and seems to feel fine, which those are all good signs, but he's got to pass the tests, and you know, we'll find out a little bit more tonight and a little bit more in the morning. Yeah, probably. That's these guys are pretty used to that. I mean, I didn't see exactly where it was. I didn't know if it was forearm or elbow on the inside on the right. And then I think he had his elbow guard on that helped him on the second one. So, you know, that doesn't feel good, but certainly not as concerning as the last one he took. Yeah, I just think he and Yachty got lines crossed. And one of those midstream, they realized they weren't on the same page.